Each month, VPR Classical highlights the work of a young composer in our region for our Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with MusicComp's online composition mentoring program. This month, we meet Eric Heitzmith, a seventh grader at Black River Middle School in Ludlow. To start, I asked Eric how the feeling of building a piece of music relates to his love of math.
I have been interested in, building things when I was younger. This can kind of relate to that, and I want to be an engineer when I grow up. So it does kind of relate to it, building things.
Like building anything, where do you start? You're generating it all. So when you sit down and look at the blank screen, what comes to you?
Well, it all starts with an idea, doing an everyday activity. Let's say brushing your teeth or eating breakfast. You're like, that sounds cool. If you're thinking of a song, you can think of ways to expand that song, and then you can form that into your own piece. And then once you get that melody in your head, you can start creating the harmony parts.
For these sort of day-to-day things that find their way into your music, is it through the rhythms or through the harmonies or the melodies? Where do you see them expressed?
I see it through the rhythm. Like brushing your teeth, it's back and forth. It could be fast, slow, high, low. As an everyday activity, I would count whistling. So if I start to whistle a rhythm, then I start putting notes in.
So tell me about clarinet funk. I was thinking when I was listening to it that it sounds a lot like a conversation between two instruments. Tell us about what went into writing that piece.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking of when I was writing that. At first, I started with that clarinet line, and at the time, I wanted it to sound really jazzy because I hadn't really made anything like it before or played anything like it, so I wanted to try something new. It wasn't that great until I started really putting time into it and editing it.
So talk about the editing process then, because, you saw it change a lot over time. What is it like to critique your own work and have other students critiquing your work?
It can be a bit frustrating sometimes when you're like, okay, I'm done with this. But then somebody says, wait, that could be better. And then you're like, no, I just finished. So that can be a little bit frustrating, but it's really fun in the beginning to get other people's comments because it's not very good at the beginning, and then other people's comments form it into what it is.
Well, tell us about Vermont Autumn Day. That's another piece that has a lot of interplay between the different instruments.
A Vermont Autumn Day, I was inspired by leaves changing color and fluttering to the ground. I thought that would be the fast pace part, but then again, the minor part of the song would be how it's changing from warmer weather to colder weather, and everybody likes cold weather warm weather.
But yeah. You're a big skier, so
yeah,
you like them all.
I like every season basically.
Thank you.